Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A select group of high school students from across the state participate each year in the Kentucky Farm Bureau Institute for Future Agriculture Leaders, or EIFL. Today we meet Lindsay Lacey, who recently spent a week at the University of Kentucky in Lexington. Lacey says she came home from EIFL with a new outlook on agriculture.
It was a great experience. There was lots of walking. You know, we were on UK's campus, so that's a pretty big place. So I was pretty exhausted when we got home at night. But we just did lots of leadership conferences, and we had the chance to go to Asbury College. They have a high ropes course there, so that was a good time to kind of push your limits and get out there. But it was a really good time. I made lots of new friends.
Lacey says EIFL also helped her learn to lead by stepping back and letting others participate.
I learned how to, like, just push my limits, and sometimes it's obviously, we learn lots of leadership skills, but sometimes it's good to be like a silent leader and step back and let others take their turns. And then there's times you need to step up and step to the plate and kind of get the ball rolling. So I had a really good time and learned a lot.
She adds part of the experience was staying on the University of Kentucky campus in Lexington.
We did Barnyard Olympics, which was a great time, right in front of the Commonwealth Stadium, so right where the Cats play ball. And it was just a great time to see. We got to stay in the dorm, so that was a good time to, you know, just kind of see what maybe our next couple of years are going to look like, and maybe going to UK, but I had a really good time.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Lacey says her experience will help her in her role as both a chapter officer at Christian County FFA and a Pinerol Region officer.
Well, I think it's going to be good because I'm, you know, constantly meeting new people with having this office from different schools and stuff. So it's just really good to have good communication skills and be able to talk to people on, you know, their level and just meet new people.
She adds the friendships and networking is already paying off.
We're already all friends on Snapchat and social media, so we've constantly been talking even though we've left. And just being with them for those short 4 days, and just it's crazy to see how big the bonds
and
are
Lacey
already.
And Lacey says now she has a broader view of Kentucky agriculture.
We got to tour lots of farms. We went to Winchester Dairy Farms. So that was really cool to see how, you know, local farmers' dairy is coming in, and it's on the shelves in Kroger. And we actually got to try lots of the yogurt and cottage cheeses and stuff that you see on the shelves, and it's produced right here in Kentucky. So it's really to see how farm to table is legit. There's lots of horse farms. It's just a really gorgeous place in Lexington compared to lots of row crops and cattle.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.